It's Black Friday, and my wife and I arrive at the house we just bought, which I was actually out of town when she found it and put an offer in on it, so I haven't seen it yet. And I haven't even seen the listing, come to think of it, but she assures me I'll love it. It's twice the size of our current house, it's in just this banger school district, and it's moderately affordable, all in the DMV. But that's just the center of our house buying Venn diagram. You see, we each have things we want. Mine's pretty tangible. I want a wood-burning fireplace for Christmas morning. I want an ensuite bathroom in the master because I have two teenage daughters, and I don't know if you guys know how hair works, but I'm not sharing with them. And most importantly, I don't want a renovation. I want a house that's turnkey ready. My wife's list is not tangible. She wants a house with character and a house with potential and a house with a certain je ne sais quoi, which I don't know what that means. And so she opens the front door and we walk inside and it's pink everywhere. It's coral. And nowhere is this more apparent than on these giant ancient Rome-themed built-ins surrounding the gas fireplace, which isn't real. And my wife can see my face, and she says, don't worry about it. We can just get someone in here. They can completely redo those built-ins, and we can get, like, a mason in here, and he'll build us a fireplace. And that pink and that ancient Rome theme extend throughout the house. Like, you get to the dining room, and the ceiling is painted like the Sistine Chapel. And you might be thinking, well, it's the most beautiful painting. If it's done tastefully, it could be nice. It's not done tastefully. It looks like dog shit. And my wife tells me, don't worry about it. We can get on Angie's List. Someone can come in here and paint literally every square inch of this house, and we'll be fine. And then I look at the floor, and it's just grimy carpet. The kind where when you have guests over, you ask them to please put their shoes on. And, you know, it's disgusting. And my wife says, well, we just need 3,500 square feet of hardwoods and problem solved. And that carpet extends into the master bathroom, which to this house's credit, it does have. Yeah, right? Public service announcement, if you have carpet in your bathroom, stop it. You know, think of the children. But this bathroom, it's got carpet. It's got this huge, ugly tub with, like, faux gold fixtures everywhere. And then it doesn't have a door. It has Roman columns just straight up open to the rest of the house. And I own it. So we move in right before Christmas. And even though the house is terrible, it doesn't stop us from starting to do those things that turn a house into a home. Like, we celebrate Christmas in the dining room because ancient Rome started to fall in the rest of the house. And I get my wife Ray LaMontagne tickets, which she asked for. It was the song that played for our first dance, so she wanted to go see it. You know, the first snowfall happens, and we're out on the porch taking videos of our kids sledding. And they don't really care about how miserable the house is. They're teenagers. They are miserable about everything. And all while this is happening, changes start to happen. Like, paint swatches show up on the wall, or flooring samples show up. And I don't remember talking about them with my wife, but she assures me they're the best ones. And I'm like, okay. And so then New Year's comes around, and I'm in the master bathroom sitting on Caesar's throne. And when I get up to wash my hands, I hear a buzz, and my wife's phone is there, and her friend Becky texted her. Now, quick timeout. My wife and I have had this game where if you can intercept a phone call or a text from the other person's friend and answer it without anyone knowing, you do that, and you make it as weird as possible. Like, you know, someone texts, and you're like, hey, sorry, I'm in taxidermy class. Ha, 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 I'll talk to you later. And then you just don't tell the other person. Which, you know, saying it out loud, yeah, it's the dumbest thing ever, but that's marriage, baby. So I open up her phone to text Becky something outrageous. And it doesn't open up to the text message. It opens up to another app, an encrypted messaging app that I didn't know she used. And there's one conversation in there. She works with him. And, yeah, it's a picture of her in that stupid fucking bathtub. Fire emoji. I scroll back. There's a video of my kid sledding. Wish you were here. Heart emoji. I go back further. And there's this dude making decisions about the freaking paint and the floors and the bed that's going to go in my house. And I go back further, and I know why I didn't get the listing, because she's sending it to him, and they're picking out the house that we're going to buy. I go back to December 16th, and she's inviting him to a Ray LaMontagne concert and says she knows where to get tickets. And I just remember it was December 16th, because that was our anniversary, which she forgot, because she said she was too busy, and I guess I never asked what for. So now we're rebuilding this house, and we have to rebuild a marriage, too. The house is easy. You hire a general contractor, you empty out both my retirement accounts, and they'll do whatever the fuck you want. And they're really good at it. House is beautiful now. I know, because my dad showed up, and he told me how proud he was of me, how I had everything that I could ever want, how lucky I was. Every friend that came over and said, hey, I love what you've done with the place. Fixing a marriage doesn't work quite like that. You see, I could do everything I want and try and fix everything and try and change, but I'm competing with this new guy, and I can be a lot of things, but I can never be new again. And eventually our marriage just ends. Obviously, divorced now, and I live in Frederick in a shitty, shitty townhouse. Had to move in there after the divorce. She got the beautiful lakeside house. And, you know, I had to bring my kids there, and I was so freaking embarrassed because it sucks and it needs to be renovated, but I can't even do that. I don't own it. I rent it. I'm embarrassed to bring my dad there and my friends. But I've learned some things over the years. You see, in 2 weeks, I'm going to celebrate Christmas with my kids at my house. And yeah, the house itself sucks. But I realized at this time I shouldn't have been prioritizing what was on my freaking wish list for a house. What I really wanted and what I will get this year is a home. And I'm very thankful for that. Thank you.